It's a bright morning, it's Ramadan. It's a bright morning, it's Ramadan. It's a bright morning, it's Ramadan. It's a bright morning, it's Ramadan.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, I fell in sajda, in prostration, for glorifying Allah azza wa jal for the blessing He azza wa jal bestowed upon me for my ummah. That blessing is that anyone from my ummah who recites salat upon me one time, Allah azza wa jal will record 10 good deeds for him. Subhanallah, subhanallah, shafiyo nafiho tum, kafiyo wafiho tum, dard ko kar do dawa. تم پہ کروڑوں درود صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ. مرحبا, خوش آمدید, ویلکم ٹو ون اینڈ آل ٹو انادر ایکسائٹنگ اینڈ بیوٹیفل ایپیسوڈ ان سلسلہ آف دس سیریز نون ایز اے برائٹ مارننگ. الحمدللہ, ٹوڈے از دی 22nd of Ramadan Mubarak in South Africa, and it is the beautiful time of Sehri. Indeed, it is a bright morning, alhamdulillah. It is the beautiful days of Ramadan Mubarak, and we are in the final and the last Ashara, the last 10 days of this beautiful month, which is known as the 10 days of freedom from the fire of Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. The first two Ashara has left us, the Ashra-i Rahmat, the 10 days of mercy, the 10 days of forgiveness from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now we are in the last 10 days. And alhamdulillah, hundreds and thousands of Ushaq-i Rasul across the globe are very, very, very beautifully, alhamdulillah, sitting for i'tikaf and spending the moments, the hours in the ibadat, in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How beautiful it is when a person spends his day, his night in the masjid, alhamdulillah. And salah, you know, he's fasting, he's performing salah, reciting Quran, doing ibadat, so many different things. And it is so beautiful, alhamdulillah. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept everyone's i'tikaf of those people who are sitting for i'tikaf. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us the ability and the tawfiq that inshallah, in our lifetime, whenever we get a chance, we should become mu'atikif, we should sit for sunnat i'tikaf inshallah in the final last 10 days of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Alhamdulillah, it is the time for Sehri. Across the globe, many places, it must be the time for iftar or whatever the time is. Yeah, but alhamdulillah, it is the moments of Ramadan al-Mubarak, and every moment in this beautiful month is auspicious, is respected, has a high virtue, and has immense blessings and reward in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as mu'mineen, as believers, we need to take full benefit of this beautiful month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, we just listened to a very beautiful narration of durood upon Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And we should make a habit as mu'mineen, as believers, that majority of our time we should spend in reciting salat and durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For indeed, durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is one of the ways of getting close to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because indeed, the person who recites durood abundantly, he moves automatically closer to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alhamdulillah, has the knowledge of the unseen. He knows which ummati is reciting durood, how much durood you are reciting, you know, your name, your father's name, your grandfather's name, everything is in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the more durood you recite upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the closer you will get to the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, 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 ba khuda khuda ka yahi hai dar, nahi aur koi mafar maqar, jo wahan se ho yahi aake ho, jo yahan nahi wo wahan nahi. So to go closer to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to first go to the blessed and august court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So alhamdulillah, one of the most effective ways is to recite durood, salutations, salawat, salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and inshallah you will see the blessings in this world as well as in the hereafter. Subhanallah. Before we begin with our discussion for today, our beautiful topic, let's make good intentions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has very beautifully mentioned and said that niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi, the intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's make good intentions that inshallah, when I hear the name of Allah, I will praise and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I hear the name of the sahaba ikram, I will say radiyallahu ta'ala anhu or radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Inshallah, I will listen to this beautiful program from beginning to end. And whatever I learn in today's topic, in today's discussion, I will first and foremost try and implement it in my life and lifestyle, and then I'll pass the message on to others as well. Inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. And subhanallah, you know, when a person passes the message on to others, then he is benefiting himself. Because you pass the message of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to the next person, that person then acts upon it. And when he acts upon it correctly, the reward comes to you. He taught it to somebody else, that person acts upon it, the reward also comes to you. And likewise, this circle carries on. That each one of us teaches something to the next person, and in the end, all the reward comes to the first person, the person who started this entire cycle. Subhanallah. So we shouldn't ever be, you know, stingy in sharing the knowledge of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever we know about the deen of Allah, we should share it to other people, even if it is something small, something which we think is small. One hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which we know it is a hadith, and we know the words, we have read the words, we understand the words, alhamdulillah, and then we pass that message on to someone else. Or one beautiful ayah of the Holy Quran, we inshallah recite that with translation, with translation of Kanzul Iman, with tafsir, whatever the case is, or anything, you know, we teach to the next person, then alhamdulillah, it is something good. Because somewhere in his life, some point in his life, that person will be acting upon it, he will remember those words of yours. And then if he does that action I mentioned before, the reward will come to you. So we shouldn't feel shy in sharing knowledge, in imparting knowledge. We shouldn't feel shy in learning as well. In English they say, you are never too late to learn, you are never too old to turn. Right? So there is no age for learning, there is no age for teaching. Now you are a young person, you can teach a person elder than you, it's possible. Likewise, you are an elderly person, you can receive advice from a younger person, it's totally fine, there's nothing wrong with it. So we need to start cleaning our hearts and start getting our mind and body right. And you need to start removing these filthy thoughts from our mind and heart that, you know, if someone is younger than me, then he can't rectify me. Or if I'm elder than someone, then, you know, I can't take any advice from him. No. Only I can advise those that are younger than me, and nobody else can advise me. All of these kind of things we should remove from our hearts, from our minds. And then inshallah, azawajal, we'll see that our personality will start becoming unique and excellent. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, in the past days we very beautifully discussed many beautiful topics with regards to the beautiful month of Ramadan Mubarak. We discussed the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We discussed the beauties of Jannah. We discussed regarding the Holy Quran. Alhamdulillah, that the Holy Quran is a book of guidance. As well as we discussed very beautifully how to develop this passion for good deeds, how to do virtuous actions, how to, you know, rectify ourselves and rectify others as well. As well as we learned about some very beautiful personalities like Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we discussed yesterday. Likewise, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. All of these blessed personalities, alhamdulillah, we discussed Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. All of these beautiful personalities have nisbat and connection to this month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. And alhamdulillah, when we speak about them, we mention their seerat, we mention their lifestyle, then automatically we take some beautiful madani pools from their lifestyle and implement it in our lifestyle, our teachings. Alhamdulillah, we see that we automatically start reforming and rectifying ourselves. Alhamdulillah. So today, inshallah, we will be discussing something very, very important, another beautiful topic. And this is the topic of expressing gratitude. Right? Showing your thankfulness in the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, today we are going to be discussing shukr. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is a very beautiful quality. It's a very excellent quality. It is that quality which is found in the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person adopts this quality in his lifestyle of shukr, of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then by Allah, you see that a person receives more bounties from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person receives more bounties, he makes more shukr. And the more shukr he makes, the more bounties he receives, subhanallah. So this is like a never-ending cycle. Yes, the moment a person stops thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we see that, you know, he starts going through difficulties, through problems, through many other things. But if a person is constantly thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the many bounties which Allah ta'ala has bestowed upon him, then inshallah, 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 you will see those bounties will increase and he will receive much more from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. A very beautiful narration mentioned in Shu'abul Iman. That Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, a man was blessed with magnificent wealth of the world and then he lost it all. He then began to praise Allah Azza wa Jal. The only thing he was left with was a mat to lie on. Yet he continued to praise Allah Azza wa Jal. Another rich man said to the man with the mat, now what are you thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for? He replied, I thank Allah Azza wa Jal for the blessings that I won't get even for the price of all the wealth of the world. The man inquired, what is that? He responded, do you not see your eyes, tongue, hands and feet, as these are also great blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. What a beautiful narration this was. And the person lost everything. He only has a mat. But even then he was thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he was inquired that, you know, why are you still thanking? I mean, you have nothing. You only have this mat. But still, he said that, you know, shouldn't I thank Allah ta'ala for those things which don't even have a price? And you can't even pay for them. And they are, you know, very valuable in the sight of everyone. And what is that? Your eyes, your body parts, your hands, your feet, your legs. Everything is valuable. Everything has such a price. Which by Allah, if you spend your entire life in sajda, you can never ever thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that one bounty which He bestowed upon you. And it's a lesson for everyone. Yes, we don't have wealth today, we'll start complaining. We don't have maybe the best house, we'll start complaining. We don't have the best car, we'll start complaining. We don't have the best clothes, we'll start complaining. But are we forgetting all the other bounties which Allah ta'ala has granted us? Alhamdulillah, we have eyes to see. Alhamdulillah, we have ears to hear. Alhamdulillah, we have hands, we have a tongue, we have a beautiful mouth, we have features, we have face, we have legs. We can move around, we can hold things, we can talk, we can speak, we can hear, we can listen, we can see, we can sense. All of these are not bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Definitely they are. You want to know the value of the eyes? Go and ask that person who can't see. He will tell you what a great bounty these eyes are. You want to know the value of these ears? Go and ask a person who is deaf. He will tell you what these ears are. You want to know the value of a tongue? Go and ask that person who wants to recite something. He wants to recite the Holy Quran. He wants to recite the rule. He wants to open his mouth to speak, but he can't. He will tell you the value of this tongue, this mouth of yours. You want to hold something? You hold it easily. You want to know the value of this hand? Go and ask that person who doesn't have hands. He will tell you what a great bounty this is. He'll give you everything just in exchange for this hand. If he's the most richest person, he'll make sure he can give you his entire kingdom if you can give him one hand in exchange. A person will give you his entire kingdom if you can give his eyes back to him. A person will give you his entire kingdom if he can start hearing again. Why? Because they know what they don't have. We, alhamdulillah, are enjoying these bounties. We have eyes, alhamdulillah. We have ears, mouth, everything we have, alhamdulillah. That is why we do not understand the value of these things. The moment we understand what a great value this is, every moment, every second, we will glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. So a lesson this is that if you don't have the luxuries of this world, you don't have what you desired, you don't have what you wanted, no problem. You thank Allah ta'ala for the other things which you have, which many others are not privileged to have. That is your body, your oxygen, your health, all of these things, alhamdulillah. You have parents, it's a bounty, alhamdulillah. You have children, it's a bounty, alhamdulillah. You have siblings, it's a bounty, alhamdulillah. You have a wife, you have family. All of these are bounties from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why only look at those things which you wanted and you didn't get? That is better for you. Allah ta'ala knew that this specific thing is not good for you at this moment. That's why He didn't grant it to you. So instead of worrying and taking tension about those things, you know, which you don't have, and you wanted them but you don't have it, then rather take that opportunity and thank Allah Ta'ala for those things which you got, and you got for free. You were born with these eyes, alhamdulillah. You were born with these hands, with these legs, with this oxygen, with this body parts, with everything, alhamdulillah. Take out some time today, now, and say alhamdulillah, Ya Allah, for each and every bounty you have bestowed upon me. Ups, downs, difficulties, problems, calamities, they are part of life. It happens in everyone's day, everyone's daily routine. Everyone goes through some difficult time. It's not the end of the world. There are many other things which you can thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. If a person takes just one bounty, he's breathing. If a person inhales, and what if he can't exhale after that? What's going to happen? He'll die. Or a person exhaled, but he can't inhale the air again, what's going to happen? He will die. So just this bounty, if we spend our entire life thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we won't be able to thank Him. Just for this one bounty, how many millions and millions of bounties there are of Allah ta'ala upon us, which we don't even know about, but those bounties are being showered upon us. Are we not going to thank Allah ta'ala for those bounties? Subhanallah. So now is the time the person needs to show his gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Muhammad bin Hani rahmatullahi ta'ala has narrated with reference to a friend that once someone asked Sayyidina Abu Hazim rahmatullahi ta'ala, "Oh Abu Hazim, how should I show thanks for the eyes?" He rahmatullahi ta'ala replied, "If you see something good, then publicize it, and if you see something bad, then conceal it." He responded, "How should I show thanks for the ears?" He replied, "If you hear something good, then remember it. And if you hear something bad, then conceal it." Subhanallah. He inquired, "How should I show thanks for the hands?" He, rahmatullahi ta'ala, replied, "Do not use them to obtain anything unlawful, and do not restrict them from fulfilling your duties towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." He inquired, "How should I show thanks for the abdomen, for my stomach, my womb?" He responded, "For it to have food in its lower portion and lots of knowledge in its upper portion." He inquired, "How should I show thanks for the private parts?" He, rahmatullahi ta'ala, replied, "As Allah Azza wa Jal says in the glorious Quran, 'وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ فَمَنِ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ." Subhanallah. Translation from Kanzul Iman: "And who guard their private organs except from their wives or the legal bondwoman that they possess. For then there is no blame upon them. So whoever desires more than these two, they are crossing the limits." Then he asked, "How should I show thanks for the feet?" He, rahmatullahi ta'ala, replied, "If you see a living person that you are envious of, then use your feet to act like him," means perform good deeds. "And if you see a dead person that you resent, then refrain from acting like him." That is, do not step forward towards evil, towards sinning, towards disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do this, you will become one who thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Furthermore, he says, "Whoever gives verbal thanks only and not with the other parts of his body, he is like that person who has a piece of cloth and takes hold of a corner of it, but does not weigh it. This cloth will not protect him from the heat, cold, snow, and rain." Subhanallah. In other words, just verbal shukr and thanking Allah Ta'ala is not enough. That verbal shukr must be there. At the same time, you must do shukr of your body parts as well. And how you thank Allah Ta'ala for these body parts, he explained now. Don't use your eyes for sins. Don't use your ears for sins. Don't use your mouth for sins. Don't use your hands, your feet for sins. Protect your private organs. Protect your womb. This is how you show your shukr for these body parts as well. So both the things you need to do is verbal thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shukr, praising Allah ta'ala, thanking Allah ta'ala, making shukr alhamdulillah, and at the same time doing shukr for the body parts. And how is that? By refraining your body parts, by stopping your body parts from doing those actions, those deeds which bring about the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu has very beautifully mentioned, if Allah azza wa jal blesses someone with something in this world, and he then expresses thanks to Allah azza wa jal for the blessing and becomes humble for Allah azza wa jal due to this blessing, Allah azza wa jal benefits him from this blessing in the world, and due to it, Allah azza wa jal elevates his ranks in the hereafter. Subhanallah. And the person whom Allah azza wa jal blesses with something in the world, but he does not express thanks for it, he doesn't express his gratitude, nor does he become humble for Allah azza wa jal, Allah azza wa jal deprives him of this blessing in the world and opens a compartment of fire, a tabaq, for him in Jahannam, in hell. Then if Allah azza wa jal wants, he will torment him in the hereafter, or he will forgive him. Allah Allah. Tubu ila Allah. استغفر الله صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا حبيبي يا رسول الله صلى الله على محمد نور من نور الله سبحان الله. Discussing this, showing your gratitude and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad al-Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala has very beautifully mentioned that showing thanks for the heart means the shukr of the heart is that one should make an intention for goodness and virtuous deeds with it. With your heart. Because niyat is dil ka irada, the intention of your heart. Then it says for the tongue, how to make shukr of the tongue is one should praise Allah Azza wa Jal with it. And thanking Allah Ta'ala for the other body parts is that the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be spent in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these blessings should be protected from being used in disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the thanks for the eyes is that if someone sees the fault of a Muslim, then he should conceal it. So every body part, you want to thank Allah ta'ala for the body part, the best way is, yes, you have to say verbally, Ya Allah, I thank you for these eyes, for these ears, for this mouth, for these hands. And at the same time, you need to also protect those body parts from sins, from evil, and you need to use those body parts to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use the eyes to see the Holy Quran. Use the eyes to see the beautiful cities of Makkah and Madinatul Munawwara. May Allah ta'ala take all of us with our parents, with our Murshid Kareem, inshaAllah. Use these ears to listen to the naat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the manaqib of the awliya-i kiram, the recitation of the Holy Quran, the lectures of Sahih al-Aqidah Sunni ulama. Use this mouth not to backbite, to lie, to cheat someone, to swear someone. No, to speak the truth, to recite the Holy Quran, to recite naat, to give beautiful advices, to mention the ahadith, to mention the tafasir of the Holy Quran. Use this tongue for these good purposes. Don't use this hand to fight someone, to hit someone, to, you know, use this hand to abuse someone. No, use this hand to give sadaqah to someone. Use this hand to give charity to someone. Use this hand to help someone. Use this hand to take someone from across the road, across the street. Use this feet to take you towards the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use this feet to take you towards a janazah of a Muslim Sunni brother who passed away. This is how you utilize your body parts in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is showing the gratitude and expressing the thanking towards the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By Allah, if we have to count the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our lives will come to an end. But you won't be able to count the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many bounties which He has bestowed upon us. These eyelashes, these fingernails. They are small things which we don't realize, but the importance behind them, these pores on our hands, on our body parts, this hair on our head, the eyelids, all of these things, small particles in our body, everything has a very beautiful purpose. And it is there for a reason. It is saving us from we don't know how many bad things. It's giving us how many benefits. Are we thanking Allah Ta'ala for all of these bounties? Then we have the bounties of, you know, those around us. We have the bounty of the air we are breathing in, the air we are taking out, the water, the food, the plants, the animals, every single thing in every single moment we are is a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are receiving these bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is a fact. Today's science technology has progressed so much so that, you know, we can see the smallest particle. We can see the entire world on one device, on our tablets, on our cell phones, whatever it is. But science has never ever and will never ever create any machine or anything which can count the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is how great the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are. By Allah, we can never ever count the bounties of Allah. So as mu'mineen, as believers, our duty is every moment we need to express our gratitude, we need to show our thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we need to make shukr to each and every bounty which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us, alhamdulillah. And indeed, the greatest bounty, what is the greatest bounty? It's not your eyes, your mouth, your hands. No, the greatest bounty is, alhamdulillah, the arrival of the most beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For indeed, it is through his sake and sadaqah that we received every bounty from the court of Allah. If it wasn't for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would receive nothing. وہ جو نہ تھے تو کچھ نہ تھا, وہ جو نہ ہو تو کچھ نہ ہو, جان ہے وہ جہاں کی, جان ہے تو جہاں ہے, زمین و زمان تمہارے لیے, مکین و مکہ تمہارے لیے, چنین و چنا تمہارے لیے, بنے دو جہاں تمہارے لیے, دہن میں زباں تمہارے لیے, بدن میں ہے جا تمہارے لیے, ہم آئے یہاں تمہارے لیے, اٹھے بھی وہاں تمہارے لیے, تمہاری چمک, تمہاری دھمک, تمہاری جھلک, تمہاری مہک, زمین و فلک سما کو سمک میں سکہ نشاں تمہارے لیے, جنا میں چمن, چمن میں سمن, سمن میں پبن, پبن میں دلہن, سزائے میہن پہ ایسے منن, یہ امن و اما تمہارے لیے, اشارے سے چاند چھیر دیا, چھپے ہوئے خور کو پھیر لیا, گئے ہوئے دن کو عصر کیا, یہ تاب و توا تمہارے لیے, سبحان اللہ, صبح وہ چلے کہ باغ پھلے, وہ پھول کھلے کہ دن ہو بھلے, لوا کے تلے سلام کھلے, رضا کی زبان تمہارے لیے. Everything is for نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Everything was created for نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. This heavens, this earth, the skies, the planets, the stars, the animals, the plants, the rivers, the oceans, the grass, everything. Me and you came into existence because of نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. وہ جو نہ تھے تو کچھ نہ تھا. Nothing was there if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wouldn't have been there. So what a great bounty is the arrival of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That bounty through the sadaqah of which or because of which we received each and every other bounty from the court of Allah. So he is the asl and ni'mat. That is a real bounty. So if you are thanking Allah Ta'ala for our eyes, for our body parts, for our hands, why aren't we thanking Allah Ta'ala for the main bounty, the asl and ni'mat, which is the arrival of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, as Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, this is our routine, that we thank Allah Ta'ala for our body parts, for all of these bounties. At the same time, we thank Allah Ta'ala for the main bounty, that is the arrival of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how we express this thanks in the court of Allah? By celebrating Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by reciting the Naat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by praising Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by mentioning the status, the maqam of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, speaking about his qualities, his beloved and beautiful parents, his sahaba ikram, his ahle bayt, his mu'jizat, his miracles, his character, his beauty, his husn. Allah, there's so many things, discussions we speak about with regards to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all of this is for what reason? It is showing our shukr to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, we thank you that you sent your beloved, you sent such a perfect role model to us. So we're thanking you for the other bounties, our hands, our body parts, our parents, alhamdulillah, the atmosphere, whatever it is. At the same time, we're thanking you for this great bounty which you sent in the form of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This message I want everyone to take away with you. That if you're thanking Allah ta'ala and you are speaking about shukr, then don't forget the asli ni'mat, the real bounty, that is the arrival of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because what kind of thanks are you showing? If you're thanking Allah Ta'ala for each and every bounty, but that bounty because of which you received every bounty, you're not thanking Allah Ta'ala for that bounty, then what kind of shukr are you doing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm on maslaki haq, maslaki ala hazrat, maslaki ahlus sunnah wal jama'ah, and may we continue, you know, spreading and learning the correct and proper teachings of the deen of Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. The benefit of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his beautiful bounties is that the more a person thanks Allah Ta'ala, I mentioned in the beginning, the more the person receives from the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Sayyidina Utarid Qurashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu very beautifully reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully stated, when Allah Azza wa Jal grants his bondman the ability to thank him, he Azza wa Jal then does not deprive him of an increase in blessings, because he Azza wa Jal has said, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, if you give thanks, I will give you more. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Ali bin Salih rahmatullahi ta'ala very beautifully says, this verse, this ayah means that if you thank me with obedience and worship, then I will increase your blessings. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. A very beautiful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in Tirmizi Sharif. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, there are two qualities. Whoever possesses them, Allah Azza wa Jal will write him down as being grateful and patient. Subhanallah, is shakir and is sabir. And whoever does not possess them, Allah Azza wa Jal will not write him down as being grateful nor patient. Those two qualities are, number one, whoever looks to the one above him for his religion and follows him in it, and whoever looks to the one who is below him in worldly matters and is grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal for the superiority that He Azza wa Jal has given him over that person, then Allah Azza wa Jal writes him down as being grateful and patient. In other words, in the matters of deen, you look at the person above you and you follow him. He's performing so much nawafil, I want to also perform. He is keeping a fastful bed, I want to also keep. He is giving sadaqah, I want to also give. He is doing this good deed. You know, so you also want to follow him. And you want to follow in his footsteps. And in worldly matters, you look at the person below you. So in dini matters, you don't look at the person below you. I'm performing so much salah, he's not performing so much salah. I'm giving sadaqah, he's not giving sadaqah. No, you look at the person above you. He's doing so much, I'm doing so little, I want to also do more like him, subhanallah. And in worldly matters, you look at the person below you. I have a car, he doesn't have a car. I have a house, he doesn't have a house. I have beautiful, nice clothes, he doesn't have nice clothes. I have this bounty, he doesn't have this bounty. So I thank Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, I thank you that you granted me this bounty. Not the person above you in worldly matters. No, I have one house, he has three houses. You know, I have one small car, he has a very big car. I have these normal clothes, he has the most expensive clothes. Obviously, then automatically you do nashukri. You don't thank Allah Ta'ala. Because you consider your bounty something small. Only one house I have, only one car I have, only this clothes I have. No. But in worldly matters, if you look at the person below you, you will thank Allah. I only have one house, alhamdulillah, I have that one house. I only have one car, alhamdulillah, I have that one car. It's better than this person who doesn't have anything. So in the matters of deen, what beautiful advice Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave. In the matters of deen, a person looks at the person above him, and in the matters of dunya, and worldly matters, you look at the person below you. Subhanallah. And number two, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and whoever looks to the one who is below him for his religion, and looks to the one who is above him for worldly matters, and then grieves over what he has been deprived of, Allah Azza wa Jal does not write him down as being grateful, nor as patient. Subhanallah. Another beautiful hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions, if Allah Azza wa Jal intends a group of people to do good, then He Azza wa Jal lengthens their life and inspires them to show thanks. Alhamdulillah. Beautiful hadith in Al-Mu'ajjam Al-Kabir. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the person upon whom Allah Azza wa Jal grants a blessing and he then wants to continue to have that blessing, then he should abundantly recite, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Likewise, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions, when Allah Azza wa Jal grants his bondman a blessing and he recites Alhamdulillah for it, means he gives thanks, he thanks Allah Ta'ala for that bounty, then this word is better than the granting of blessing to him before Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. This is how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam very beautifully, mentioned to us and taught us, motivated us, that this is how you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You receive the bounties, you thank Allah ta'ala. You received any bounty, you must thank Allah ta'ala. And even if you didn't receive what you wanted, what you desired, what you wished for, still you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you must have this aqeedah and this belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is better for you. Maybe you don't have this bounty now, you wanted so and so thing, but Allah ta'ala knew this so and so thing is not good for you. It's going to bring you some harm, or there's going to be some issue, there's going to be a problem. He knows, alhamdulillah. Allah ta'ala knows everything. What is happening, what has happened, what will happen. Everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, beshak. No doubt. His qadri mutlak. Allah ta'ala's knowledge is beyond our comprehension, our understanding. So alhamdulillah, He has knowledge of everything. He is all knowing. He knows each and everything. So He knows what is better for you, what is not better for you. So if you are not getting that thing which you desired, now thank Allah ta'ala. Allah, alhamdulillah, you saved me from something bad. Maybe something bad is going to happen. Something which I don't understand. Apparently I think that this thing was better for me, but you know better. Maybe it's not better for me, so alhamdulillah. The moment you start developing this beautiful thinking, automatically inshallah you see your life will become much easier, and inshallah you will start walking on the path towards Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Hassan bin Abu Hassan rahmatullahi ta'ala has said very beautifully about this beautiful verse, innal insana li rabbihi lakanud. Translation from Kanzul Iman: indeed, man is very ungrateful towards his Lord. He says, human is very ungrateful, that is, he keeps counting troubles and forgets blessings. This is another big problem which every person has. We'll count all our difficulties, we'll count all our problems, you know, this problem, that situation, this issue, that issue. A person is always crying, a person is always worried, a person is always complaining about things and that. But are we forgetting all the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we forgetting all the great things which Allah ta'ala has bestowed upon us? What kind of a person you are that, you know, something bad happens to you and you forget everything and you start complaining about this one bad thing? Then where is your sabr? Where is your shukr? Where is your patience? When something bad happens, something which, you know, a calamity happens, a problem happens, it happens in everyone's life. There are ups and downs. That's the time you were supposed to have patience. You complained, you spoke to everyone about it, you had a big discussion, and then you say, no, but you know, we have no option, I am making shukr, I am making patience. That's not patience, that's not shukr. Because you complained, you threw a tantrum already. So in life, whenever there are some difficult times, at that time you must remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make dua, Ya Allah, I am going through this difficult time. Ya Allah, you know what is better for me. Grant me what is better. Ya Allah, protect me from the harms of showing any nashukri or showing any ungratefulness. Always make me a shakir banda, a person who thanks you, who's always grateful, alhamdulillah. This is the beautiful teaching of Islam. This is the teaching of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon whatever we have learned, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to pass this message on to others as well. With these few words, we have reached the conclusion of today's beautiful episode in Silsila. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love, you have everything. You lose this love by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you soon, inshallah. Tomorrow, same time, same place, but with a different topic, inshallah. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you abundance of barakah, abundance of happiness. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
It's a bright morning, it's Ramadan.
It's a bright morning, it's Ramadan. It's a bright morning, it's Ramadan.
It's a bright morning, it's Ramadan. It's